AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Miami is the site of tonight's eighth presidential debate between presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. That debate begins in about an hour. In the meantime, Donald Trump says he may well be on his way to winning the White House in November.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Fresh from his victories in Republican voting contests in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii, Donald Trump rallied supporters in Florida.
There's only one person did well tonight, Donald Trump, I will tell you.
He called on mainstream Republicans to stop fighting his candidacy and told the Today Show,
"We have something that if we could embrace it, we're going to have a massive victory in November. We're going to have a massive victory."
He says he thinks the attacks on him are helping him. I'm Rita Foley.
A football stadium in Hialeah, Florida, where Marco Rubio plans to hold a rally tonight, is almost empty. Tomorrow, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who dropped out of the GOP race, will meet with Rubio, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich. If Trump and Cruz are the final two in the race, Osami Gonzalez, a Cruz supporter in Miami, believes Cruz can beat Trump.
Head to head with Donald Trump, we are going to win.
Rachel Yergin agrees.
I think that as time goes on, people are getting more and more excited. So I think his chances are going up.
Nancy Reagan lies in repose at her husband's presidential library in Simi Valley, California. AP correspondent John Rogers reports the family and close friends attended a private service earlier.
It was a sunsplash day here in Santa Monica at the funeral home. It was a brief private service that lasted about 20 minutes.
Friday, Nancy Reagan will be laid next to the love of her life, the late President Ronald Reagan. This is AP Radio News. An iconic TV pitchman's gig has ended. AP's entertainment editor, Oscar Wells Gabriel, taps into details for us.
If opportunity knocks and he's not home, opportunity waits.
He doesn't get fired often, but when he does, it makes news. Hard times have come for the man who plays the most interesting man in the world. Mexican beer brand Dos Equis is letting go of its gray-haired spokesman. Jonathan Goldsmith is 77, and he's being phased out for another actor. Goldsmith has been doing the ads for the past 9 years, making a name for himself as the guy who, among other things,
gave his father the talk.
The brand says it's dumping Goldsmith in an effort to attract new drinkers in the hopes that they will
stay thirsty, my friend.
I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A Texas inmate convicted of killing his former wife and four other people in a 1997 shooting rampage near Houston says he's prepared to die in a few minutes for the crime. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.